Board Chairman John Harrington asks the 61,000 EPIC students and their families not to worry.
Despite this present difficulty, your school is still in session, homework assignments are still due, and tests still need to be graded. That is not changing today.
But it could change soon. State investigators intend to prove EPIC broke state laws, handled money inappropriately, and didn't cooperate with a state audit. At a termination hearing early next year, EPIC will get the chance to defend itself. The virtual charter has been under a criminal investigation by the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation since last year. The embattled school is accused of improperly reporting how it spent taxpayer money, meaning the state overpaid the school. Millions of dollars have been funneled from its state appropriation to the school's management company, owned by its founders. As a result, EPIC was asked to repay $11.2 million by the State Board of Education Monday. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.